It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing this morning there, Josh?
Doing all right. It was a beautiful weekend, a good day good weekend for Stinker Dags and Dragon Fest and all the activities.
Yeah, good parade weather there on Saturday morning.
And, yep, I made it to the parade. I drove my tiny Jeep to it.
Yeah, I saw you driving around there in a Jeep. I still think you should have been in the parade, but at least you were there.
Yep. Yep, I gave a few kids rides in it.
All right. I'm sure they thought that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a cool little Jeep there.
It's fun.
I'd like to have something like a little van like that with Q92 on the side or something.
I'm sure you can ask an old Shriners convention or something.
Well, that's what I was wondering. And then we'll put Paul in there with one of those little hats on with a tassel.
There you go.
And away he goes. So.
Oh, would Paul fit?
Well, maybe we'd bend the metal out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
We'll get him in there. Yeah. Right. Anyway. Let's salute a veteran before we get in trouble here.
Yeah, today we're saluting Torpedoman Second Class Clarence John Schomer. Clarence was born on September 26, 1928, St. Leo, Minnesota. Passed away on April 14, 1986. He entered active duty on September 27, 1949 in Norfolk, Virginia in the United States Navy. Actually, it was a reenlistment. I didn't have his prior service years, but he was honorably discharged just shy of 4 years later on September 22, 1958. In San Diego, California. He served aboard the USS Wiltse, which was a gearing class destroyer, as a torpedo man. Spent 3 years and 10 months on the seas during sea service. He spent a total service time was 7 years, 10 months, 22 days. Served during the Korean conflict, and he earned the Korea Service Medal with one bronze battle star, the United Nations Service Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, and the China Service Medal. You know, I think in the 13-plus years of doing this salute a veteran, I've not seen a China Service Medal.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard you mention that before.
Yeah, I don't think I have. That's unique. So we thank you, Clarence, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Right. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
For your service. Well, we're going to talk about, it's a year in, the dial 988 and press 1 for Veterans Crisis Line. Change to that number and get a little update on how it's going.
Yeah, the VA sent out a news article on July 14th discussing how the updated Veterans Crisis Line has been beneficial to service members and veterans since its number change 1 year ago. Since that number change, they fielded nearly 1 million contacts. On July 16th of last year, the Veterans Crisis Line launched Dial 988 and Press 1 as part of the National Suicide Hotline Designation Act. This new easy-to-remember number allows veteran service members' loved ones to quickly connect to caring, qualified responders and access life-saving support anytime, any place. 988 is a key part of President Biden's comprehensive strategy to address the nation's mental health crisis, and the Biden-Harris administration has invested nearly $993 billion into this life-saving initiative.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Since the launch, Veterans Crisis Line staff have fielded nearly 1 million contacts. This includes over 750,000 calls, an increase of 12.5% from the same time frame from the previous year, and with an average speed to answer of 9.37 seconds.
That's pretty quick.
That's very quick.
Yeah, it's a good record.
Yeah, that's, what, two or three rings?
Something like that.
Yeah. In addition, there was a year-over-year increase in text messages, 45% increase in online chats received, which was an 8.6% increase. This increase in contacts is evidence that the hotline is working. Veterans in crisis are getting the help they need at the moment they need it. To prepare for and to continue to support this growing demand, the Veterans Crisis Line has bolstered its workforce by adding over 900 new employees. Includes responders, supervisors, peer support specialists, and other support staff. Moving forward, VA will continue to aggressively promote Dial 988 and Press 1 to ensure veterans and their families know that VA is there for them 24/7, ready to connect with them and a caring, qualified responders. Partners make the project possible. This project was made possible through extensive collaboration with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, National Action Alliance for Suicide Prevention, Federal Communications Commission, Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association. VA also partners with numerous organizations at the national and local levels, including the Department of Defense, community mental health providers, veteran service organizations, veteran service officers.
That'd be you.
Yep. Raise awareness of VA suicide prevention resources, educate people on how to recognize signs of crisis, and expand local resources available to veterans. You don't need to be an expert to make a difference. To help spread the word about 988, you can visit Spread the Word, which is veteranscrisisline.net, for downloadable resources and information. I know I got a poster out in my hallway. I've got little rubber bracelet things. I've got keychains. I've got magnets. I've got cards. You know,
so no excuse for not knowing the number.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. If you're a veteran in crisis or concerned about one, contact the Veterans Crisis Line to receive 24/7 confidential report. You don't have to be enrolled in VA benefits or healthcare to connect. To reach responders, dial 988 and press 1. Chat online at veteranscrisisline.net/chat or text 838-255. You're not alone out there.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of help.
Yeah, absolutely. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week, and there might be some information on the Veterans Crisis Line as well.
You got that number.
You left it out. So nice and thoughtful.
That's the least I can do for you. I always try to do the least I can do, you know.
The bare minimum.
Yep.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Nice and fairly green over there.
Yep. Your
lawn's looking good, thanks to Kenny.
Use some rain,
Linden.
Though.
Yep.
Everyone could use some rain.
Yep.
Well, except the northeast part of the country, but
Canada could use some rain. Put out those fires out there. Been a little smoky around here.
Yeah, that smokiness is getting old.
It is.
So, but you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Well, Josh, we appreciate the info. You have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week on.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92. Come on over to the fun. It's the 133rd Annual Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, July 20th through the 22nd. Some of the events coming up on Friday the 21st, Buried Treasure Hunt, Face Painting, the Wendiger Band, Steak Sandwiches, and the Demo Derby in the Grandstand at 7 o'clock that evening. You can check it out online at ymcfair.org. All kinds of activities for young and old for 3 big days. Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby, July 20th, 21st, 22nd. You'll want to be there. Now's the time to replace your old washer with a new one from Whirlpool, available at Odin and Zimbelman TV Appliance and Sleep Center in Madison. You'll find all kinds of unique features like the load-and-go dispenser that automatically adds detergent to every load. Customize any load to care for your clothes the way you want with the 2-in-1 removable agitator. Intuitive controls guide you to the ideal wash cycle for each load. Choose the Whirlpool washer to fit your needs at Odin and